Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Exploration is said to be a prime incentive for technological invention. Everything from refined sled and ski design in the Arctic to massive rockets and associated systems for reaching the always distancing limits of outer space. We parse the world, if not the universe. The ocean remains one of the last great mysteries. So little is known and remains invisible. Until very recently, we have relied on underwater profiles first determined in the 19th century by scientific expeditions, then further refined by private and national interests primarily motivated by commercial exploitation and submarine navigation. Satellite observation, of course, added a vast new dimension, giving us Google Earth, that universal eye on the world that this year began to add data depicting certain areas of the ocean floor. Ocean exploration is epitomized by the work of Auguste Piccard and his son Jacques, a family that has the unique distinction of having made the highest flight and deepest dive of all time. Auguste twice reached record altitude in a balloon in 1931 and 32. Father and son built three bathyscapes between 1948 and 1955 that reached depths of 4,600 and 10,000 feet. Their design work continued under the auspices of the U.S. Navy, and in January 1960, in the Challenger Deep, Jacques and his colleague descended to 35,797 feet and spent 20 minutes on the seabed, protected from the incredible pressure and supported by life systems created by ocean engineers, confronted by a new frontier of the deep ocean. Exploration is much about observation, and the ocean today is subject to a rapidly growing, comprehensive scrutiny by international observing systems, in Europe, the Americas, Asia, and Australia. In the United States, for example, the National Science Foundation recently announced awards of $400 million, involving the placement along both coasts of North and South America, an integrated system of deep-sea buoys, moored arrays on the ocean floor, and mobile gliders and autonomous vehicles that will monitor such issues as the ocean carbon cycle, acidification, climate variability, and ocean circulation, earthquakes and tectonic movements, and much more. The sensors will be recording enormous volumes of data that must subsequently be organized and interpreted, requiring an equally enormous cyber infrastructure that will make the results accessible to government agencies, research institutions, and industry worldwide. All of this requires enabling engineering, thousands of small companies making measuring, monitoring devices, sonar and other scanning technology, drones and unmanned submersibles, durable and reliable remote communications devices. And then there is the implementation, ships and crews to place and service the buoys, the laying of cable systems over long distances in open water, the return and recovery of samples. Extrapolate from one monitor to thousands, and suddenly a simple impulse to explore has become a global industry, employing hundreds of thousands of highly skilled and educated professionals. Add those involved in building floating wind turbines, submerged energy systems, and the transport and shoreside support infrastructure, and a major industry emerges, one that incorporates the most modern technology, manufacturing, and on-the-water employment that can surely invigorate local, regional, and national economies the world over. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.